It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It's 65 degrees.
A couple slow spots on I-15 sticking around. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's national parks and other recreation areas are seeing a sharp spike in graffiti and other vandalism during the pandemic.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more, John.
As more and more people flock to Utah's national parks and forests to escape their homes, officials say many are leaving their mark behind. At Zion National Park, rangers are reporting words and phrases are being scratched onto the walls along the popular Narrows hike. Additionally, spray paint graffiti is also popping up along the West Rim and Angel's Landing. Officials at Zion say vandalism in the park is illegal, and if caught, a person could potentially face a mandatory court appearance, up to 6 months in jail and up to a $5,000 fine. Meanwhile, Dixie National Forest is reporting a similar problem. They found graffiti along the Hell's Backbone Bridge. They're asking anyone with information to please come forward so they can hopefully identify those that are responsible. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District will be back in the classroom 4 days per week beginning on Monday. Teachers and parents attended an emergency school board meeting last night.
And they have yet to be able to even get back to regular rhythm of schooling.
It's working. Don't mess with it. Let's keep it the way it is. But it's kept our kids safe.
The plan is for secondary schools to transition to in-person classes beginning in November.
Fans who were hoping to see Hamilton at Christmas time in Salt Lake City will have to wait until July next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more, Mary.
Amanda, Broadway at the Eccles says Hamilton will not run from December 15th through January 17th as originally scheduled. They moved it to July 2021. Now, sure, you can see it on Disney Plus, but many people say there's nothing like a live performance.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb.
Now, subscribers can hold on to their tickets for Hamilton. They should be transferred to the new dates. Other shows have also been postponed, but Chicago and Les Mis have been canceled. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. The weather looking nice for the BYU game in Provo coming up Saturday.
Well, I know that they're not allowing people in the stands at this point for the BYU game on Saturday, but nonetheless, you know, the players still got to play in some nice weather, and they will. Thankfully, it will not be too hot for the players on the field there on Saturday as the temperature warms up into the mid-70s Saturday afternoon.
Grant says we'll have another high around 87 today, then it will cool off into the 70s for the rest of the week.
Officers are shot in Louisville as demonstrations erupt. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, two Louisville police officers were shot and wounded as demonstrators took to the streets last night in protest of a grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor death.
Our streets! Our streets!
Both officers expected to recover. A suspect is in custody. The officers involved in Taylor's death in March not charged directly with shooting her. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf facing questions about protests during his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday. He said white supremacists were the biggest domestic threat over the past 2 years, but adding,
it's very important that we continue to look at and address the threat that's been occurring in the country over the last 4 months.
Wolf says anti-government and anarchist extremism is a rising threat. President Trump says it's important to replace Justice Ginsburg ahead of the November election in case it's disputed.
The scam will be before the United States Supreme Court, and I think having a 4-4 situation is not a good situation.
The president contends the push for mail-in balloting during the pandemic is a Democratic plan to gain an advantage. And weekly new unemployment claims clicking up slightly last week, 870,000 first-time claims. Labor Department reports 12.5 million Americans remain jobless. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Federal fire investigators are now looking at whether a large wildfire burning near Los Angeles was started by Southern California's Edison's equipment.
We now know SoCal Edison has turned over a section of an overhead conductor from a substation near a dam where the Bobcat fire started. That conductor may have malfunctioned. The Bobcat Fire has now burned homes in over 113,000 acres. It could be just the latest fire here in California started by utility company equipment. In a report, SoCal Edison said its equipment experienced an issue near the area where the fire started. Edison will help the U.S. Forest Service in its investigation. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.